his village with all the other elves. We will reside in a fluffy wonderland surrounded by candy canes and gingerbread shacks. It won't be quite as sad as standing on some street corner dressed as a French fry. I'm trying to look on the bright side. I arrived in New York 3 weeks ago with high hopes, hopes that have been challenged. In my imagination, I'd go straight from Penn Station to the offices of One Life to Live, where I would drop off my bags and spruce up before heading off for drinks with Cord Roberts and Victoria Buchanan, the show's greatest stars. We'd sit in a plush booth at a Tony cocktail lounge, where my new celebrity friends would lift their frosty glasses in my direction and say, "A toast to David Sedaris, the best writer this show has ever had." I'd say, "You guys, cut it out." It was my plan to act modest. People at surrounding tables would stare at us, whispering, "Isn't that? Isn't that?" I might be distracted by their enthusiasm, and Victoria Buchanan would lay her hand over mine and tell me that I'd better get used to being the center of the attention. But instead, I am applying for a job as an elf. Even worse than applying is a very real possibility that I will not be hired, that I couldn't even find work as an elf. That's when you know you're a failure.